Okay, let's think back just to last month, April 28th, 2025.
Oh yeah, the big blackout in Spain.
Exactly. Spain, Portugal, even parts of France, right?
Yeah.
Millions affected.
Just massive. And they're still figuring it out, aren't they?
Yeah, the investigation's ongoing. They've ruled out cyber attacks.
Which is interesting in itself.
Definitely. So they're looking at, well, maybe weird atmospheric stuff
Right.
or a solar storm, something like that.
Right. But the data, that chart from REE, the Spanish grid
Sarah, I
operator,
saw that the energy use just plummeted instantly.
instantly, like flicking a switch, it's stark.
It really is. And you know, it makes you wonder. We always look for that one big cause, right?
The smoking gun.
But maybe the real story is deeper in the system itself, how stable or maybe unstable these huge complex systems really are.
That's a really important point, the inherent nature of the system.
Right. And that's kind of where we want to go today in this deep dive. What if there's a way to, well, see these kinds of massive failures coming, not by predicting the exact trigger, maybe.
But by understanding the system's health, its overall condition.
Exactly. Which brings us to these ideas of complexity management and this really interesting approach called artificial intuition, AIU.
AIU,
Yeah.
gotcha.
So we're going to explore how this sort of next gen way of looking at critical systems might give us early warnings, warnings that, you know, maybe could have even flagged something before that Spain blackout, going beyond the usual monitoring.
And it's so relevant, isn't it? Everything's connected now. Power grids, supply
Yeah.
chains, these incredibly intricate webs.
Totally. Keeping them stable, spotting trouble early, it's becoming absolutely
It
critical.
really is.
And there's a company that's really zeroed in on this challenge, Ontonix QCM.
Ah, yes, Ontonix.
Yeah.
Based in Italy, right?
That's them, founded back in 2005, and their founder, Dr. Jacek Marcik, is pronounced Jacek Marcek.
Okay, Jacek Marcek.
He's really pioneered a unique way to actually measure complexity in these systems.
And that's the key, isn't it? Moving beyond just talking about complexity as some vague concept, they've actually put a number on it, quantified it, which is fundamental if you want to manage it or predict issues in these huge networks.
Okay, so let's ground this. Back to the Spain blackout. Ontonix actually analyzed the energy data from REE
Spanish grid operator, yeah.
for that whole week, April 22nd to the 29th. They looked at the real energy use, what was expected, and what was programmed.
And they ran two kinds of analysis, I
They
believe.
did first a dynamic analysis looking at the whole period leading up to it.
Okay, the timeline view.
And second, they did a day-to-day comparison, basically how similar were the energy patterns from one day to the next.
Got it. So what did that dynamic analysis show?
This is where it gets really interesting. They tracked the system's complexity and its resilience, and their analysis showed complexity in the Spanish grid started climbing noticeably around April 26th.
April 26th. So that's 2 full days before the blackout.
2 days. Their chart clearly shows this peak going way above what they mark as the normal upper limit for complexity, a red dashed line on their graph.
Wow. And what does a peak in complexity like that actually signal, do you think? In a power grid context?
Well, it suggests things were getting more tangled. The connections and dependencies were becoming maybe more strained, more intense, perhaps indicating instability.
Right, like the system was under increasing stress internally.
And it wasn't just one peak. April 27th, the day before the blackout, another complexity peak, another potential
A
warning.
second warning sign.
Okay. Now, resilience. You expect a national grid to be pretty resilient, right? Able to handle bumps.
Absolutely. Near 100% usually.
And their data showed that, typically near 100%. But on the 26th, it dipped slightly, maybe 2%.
Okay, a small dip.
But then on the 27th, the day before, a much bigger drop, 5%. They mark it with a black arrow on their chart. It's pretty clear.
A 5% drop in resilience. If you think about resilience as the ability to bounce back,
Yeah.
that suggests the grid was becoming less able to cope with any unexpected events. So, complexity rising.
And resilience dropping at the same time.
Exactly. Not a good combination.
Then they did that other analysis, the daily comparison, looking at how similar the actual energy use was compared to what was planned or expected.
Right. High similarity normally means things are stable, predictable.
Yeah, steady as she goes. And before the 25th, it was high, like 95, 98%. Really stable.
Okay.
But then April 26th, it drops to 77%.
Oh, quite a fall.
And the 27th, even lower, 72%.
So that really seems to back up the dynamic analysis findings, doesn't it?
It does. It confirms something unusual was brewing in the system those 2 days before.
It really highlights the value of looking at these system-level indicators.
Yeah.
Complexity, data similarity,
yeah.
things you might miss if you're just looking at individual components.
And this is Ontonics' main point, really. Their QCM, quantitative complexity management, can pick up these dynamics even with fairly high-level data.
Even without granular detail on every single node.
Right. It suggests these huge, super complex systems can become inherently fragile when they get near this critical complexity level.
Right. And they can fail suddenly, maybe without one obvious big external trigger.
Exactly. Which is a kind of scary thought.
It shifts the focus, doesn't it? From just hunting for the external cause, the storm, the broken wire, to understanding the system's internal health, too.
Mm.
Its vulnerability.
Okay, but the big question then is, could normal AI have seen this coming? Like, machine learning?
Yeah, the AI question.
And Ontonics is pretty direct about this. They say basically, no.
No, why not?
Because events like this massive blackout, thankfully, are rare.
Right, you don't have thousands of examples.
Exactly. There just isn't enough historical data, enough past failures, for a machine learning model to learn the specific patterns that lead up to it.
And that's the fundamental difference, isn't it? Traditional AI needs lots of past data to find patterns.
Mm-hmm.
But for these rare critical system failures, that data often just isn't there. You can't train it on something that hardly ever happens.
Which leads us neatly into this whole idea of complexity management and their specific approach, artificial intuition, AIU.
Right. They talk about complexity-induced risk. What exactly is that?
Think about how interconnected everything is. As systems get more complex, more parts interacting in more ways.
You create new kinds of risks.
Yeah, risks that don't just come from one part breaking. They emerge from the complexity itself. Like, there are so many ways things could go wrong. Many we might not even anticipate.
And traditional analysis struggles with that because it looks for known problems.
Pretty much. It focuses on individual bits or known failure types, not necessarily the emergent behavior of the whole system acting together.
I see. And this is where Ontonics claims their method is different because they measure complexity.
Exactly. They have a metric. They quantify it. That seems to be the absolute key. It lets them spot potential issues without needing tons of past failure examples for training.
Unlike standard machine learning.
Right. They even say, sometimes you must get it right the first and only time.
Which is powerful. Because with critical infrastructure, you don't get second chances after a catastrophe.
No kidding.
So being able to spot vulnerabilities proactively without that historical failure data, that's a huge potential advantage.
So this artificial intuition, AIU, how do they actually define it? They call it a new paradigm, even fourth generation AI.
Okay, strong claims. What's the core idea?
Well, as they describe it, it's about analyzing the system's data differently, not looking for known failure signatures.
But looking for inherent weaknesses, hidden fragility?
Exactly. Identifying that fragility before it causes a problem and giving you warnings, actual actionable information.
Actionable insights, right. And crucially, doing it without needing machine learning's requirement for massive historical failure data sets.
Because those data sets often just don't exist for these kinds of critical events.
Right. Makes sense.
They also emphasize that AIU is physics-based. What does that mean practically?
Okay. Physics-based suggests it's not just statistical correlation, not just guessing based on past similarities.
Mm.
It implies the analysis is grounded in the actual underlying dynamics and interactions within that specific system, how it behaves according to its fundamental principles.
So less like predicting the weather based only on past patterns.
But more like understanding the atmospheric physics to actually forecast the storm development. It's looking at the how and why within the system itself.
Okay, that clarifies things. So what are the, like, tangible benefits? Where is this AIU approach applied?
Well, the big one is that early anomaly detection we keep talking about. Getting warnings before things go wrong saves time, money, prevents disruption.
Huge value there.
Second, it directly tackles that complexity-induced risk, the systemic stuff that traditional methods can miss.
And you mentioned resilience earlier. How does AIU help make systems more robust?
It can identify what they call fragility hotspots.
Fragility hotspots.
Yeah, the specific points or relationships within the system that are most vulnerable. Once you know where those are, you can focus efforts on strengthening them, making the whole system tougher.
Which must be crucial for, say, complex software, things you can't possibly test for every single scenario.
Exactly. Think aerospace, defense. Critical systems in tough environments.
Mm.
resilience there is about survival, essentially.
They also mention it helps with black swan scenarios, those really unexpected high-impact events.
Yeah, they suggest AIU can help by computing potential worst-case scenarios, even ones that seem unlikely.
So you can understand the potential extremes and maybe prioritize actions.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It helps frame those really out there risks.
It sounds very advanced. Is this still theoretical or is it actually being used?
Well, Ontonic says it is being used.
Yeah.
Apparently their AIU is part of technology development programs with the U.S. Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, and the FAA.
Wow. Okay. DOD, DHS, FAA, those are serious players dealing with complex systems.
They definitely suggest real-world application in demanding fields.
Let's circle back just quickly to the nature of these complex systems. What are the key traits?
Well, they're dynamic, constantly changing, rarely just sitting in perfect balance.
Okay.
And the crucial thing is you can't understand them just by looking at the parts separately. It's the web of interactions, the dependencies between the parts that drives the whole thing.
And they're often nonlinear, right? Small cause, big effect sometimes.
Exactly. Nonlinear, maybe involving randomness, even chaos. It's messy.
And that ties into their definition of complexity, something about structure and entropy.
Yeah, they frame complexity as capturing the intensity of transformations between structure, which is like order and predictability, and entropy, which is disorder, randomness. So complexity isn't just how many parts, it's how intensely the system is fluctuating between these states.
Oh, okay.
And it considers all the data, all the connections, all the interdependencies, which in huge systems like power grids with, you know, potentially millions of nodes.
Becomes impossible to grasp traditionally.
Utterly impossible. The web is just too vast.
You mentioned complexity maps as well. What did those show?
They're visual tools, basically. They help show how, as you add more nodes and more connections, finding the critical points or the weak links gets exponentially harder.
Like finding one weak thread in a giant tangled net.
Exactly. Especially in a massive grid, figuring out which nodes really dominate or pose a risk as complexity rises is a huge challenge.
It reminds me of those old sayings about systems. Ontonics even quotes John Gall's laws of systematics.
Yes. Not science, but insightful.
Like a complex system can fail in an infinite number of ways.
Or the crucial variables are discovered by accident. They really capture that feeling of unpredictability, the limits of our control.
And it all comes back to their main argument, doesn't it? These incredibly complex, critical systems we rely on.
They need something more.
Yeah, they need techniques that actually account for this inherent complexity if we want to prevent them from, well, collapsing.
Precisely. Just relying on older methods that ignore this fundamental aspect, it's probably not enough anymore.
Okay, so as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, what are the main takeaways for you? What should people remember?
I think the big one is recognizing that complexity itself is a risk, a major one in modern systems, and one that traditional analysis and even standard AI often miss.
Right.
And that Ontonic's QCM, with their artificial intuition approach, offers a different path, a physics-based way to measure complexity, spot anomalies early, and get warnings. The Spain blackout analysis is a potential illustration of that power.
And for you listening, grasping this idea of complexity management of AIU, it gives you a really powerful lens, doesn't it, for thinking about risk, about anticipating problems in this incredibly interconnected world we're building.
It's about looking beneath the surface, beyond the obvious triggers, to understand the system's internal dynamics.
So maybe a question to ponder is, as things get even more complex, how much safer could we be if we really embrace these kinds of methods?
Mm-hmm. A critical question.
If this has sparked your interest and you want to learn more about Ontonic's QCM's perspective and what their technology offers, you can contact them directly. Their website is https://www.ontonics.com/contact.
They also have books on QCM, quantitative complexity management, out there on Amazon, and their blog has more recent insights too.
Right. The blog is https.ontonicsqcm.blog2025. We'll make sure those links are available.
And maybe one final thought to leave you with.
Go for it.
How many other failures have we seen? Failures in complex systems that seemed inexplicable at the time, but maybe, just maybe, had early warnings hidden deep within their complexity, waiting for a tool like AIU to find them